Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Feels good. We love our city.
Go 92.5. Just when you thought the podcast couldn't get any bigger than yesterday's.
Yeah. It goes north quickly today.
This is like MasterChef when they say this is the best series ever.
Well, it is.
It certainly is. Limo's going to be joining us, and he's proud to be on this show because the footage show's not going too well. So, no.
Hey. Oh, you love talking behind his back.
No.
Hey? He's never been brave enough to say it to his face.
No, because I like Limo.
Yeah, I know, but you're happy to stick the knife in when he's not here.
Only because I got sacked off it.
There we go. Yeah. Knew there was truth there. Yeah. Also, the mayor of this great city, Tom Tate, he joins us. We've got a bit of a twist for him. We don't like the letter he penned to ScoMo.
Oh, yeah.
And Bill Shorten.
He was asking for money, but we reckon we can do it better.
Exactly. Thank you. And the best accent in the world, the top 50 accents, has been revealed at number one, Kiwi accent. I'm not kidding you. Hello, shines over my
horizon. Na-na. Really?
Peter, let me tell people what you just did. It's like you just sucked on a lemon. Now, we want you Kiwis to convince us that you're sexy.
Yeah, you wanted Kiwis to come? Oh, yes, yeah,
that was
funny.
More Scottish, I thought.
Yeah. I don't know why I did that, sorry.
Anyway, like I said, it's a big podcast, so enjoy it. It starts now.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Limo joins us every week as well. We like to start off with a song we've written just for you, mate. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? Limo's not so bad.
He's got a nicer face. Shut up in your face. Yeah. Doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
I like a limo's not so bad. I like it. I can work with that. I'll put that on a poster sometime. Limo's not so bad. Spider. Now, did you guys get to the Q Clash at Metricon on the weekend?
Yeah, I went out there and right under the Gold Coast Suns. They've got a few people on board as ambassadors, and we went out there and had a look. Unfortunately, it didn't go the Suns' way. Probably would have liked to see a couple more goals and not a 10-goal difference, but still, it's a Q Clash. They're getting a few there. A lot of Brisbane people come down.
I know it's becoming a genuine rivalry is emerging between the two teams. Did you hear on the weekend the alternative names being thrown around for the Q Clash?
Oh, no.
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, there's the Pineapple Grapple.
Well, I like that.
One.
Great.
Yeah. And the Mango Tango, which I must admit I quite like that.
Yeah, I like that one, the Mango Tango.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so let's go for the Mango Tango when they play later this year.
Done.
Yeah. Mango Tango 18.
There it is, see? It just works beautifully. It does sound like week four of Dancing with the Stars, but I reckon we can make this stick. Hey, guys, a word of warning for you.
Yeah.
This is, and it's on a genuine note here, story from my mother. Spoke to Mum last week. I said, how are you going?
Yeah.
She said, oh, I've had a win on Powerball.
What?
I said, that's amazing. How much did you win? She said, it is a lot of money, but I don't want to say anything until it's in my bank account.
Oh.
I said, well, why haven't you got the money yet? She said, oh, it's just being sent to me. And I said, oh, okay.
Oh.
She said,
no.
She said, my friend Sal, she had a win too.
Oh, no.
Right? Now, my mum's 82 and lives in country South Australia, just to give you a perspective here. I said, oh, well, you and Sal and a Cindy get together? She goes, no, your name just comes up on a website and you go and claim it. And I've gone, Mum, no. I said, did you have to pay a fee to get this money? She said, oh, you have to send them a bit of money. So they. I said, Mum, how much money did you send them? She sent them $10,000.
No, she didn't.
No, she didn't.
She did, and she can't afford $10,000. I'll tell you that for free. I said, Mum, what did your friend Sal say when you spoke to her? Because my mum said, no, she's got her money. She said, no, she sent me an email. I haven't spoken to her yet. I said, oh, God. So they faked up the friend's email.
Oh.
No way.
But get this. I said, what did the email say? And Mum says, oh, it just said, make sure you claim your money quickly. I've got mine. Send the fee straight away and get, but here's the funny bit, right? Goes, and you can't call me to talk about it because I've just had an operation on my ears. Unbelievable.
What?
And Mum's bought it. Anyway, Two bits of good news at the end. I got her onto the ANZ fraud department and she clawed back $8,800.
Oh, thank goodness.
Thank God for that.
No.
And I said, Mum, the good news out of all of this is that Sally's ears are okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, but a warning for people. She thought it was something called Powerball Trust. Anyway, keep an eye out for it for your listeners there.
Thanks, Limo.
All right, good on you guys.
Good on you, mate. Limo joins us every week. We'll chat to you next time.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Tom Tate. He's our mayor and he is great. Tom Tate.
Here he is.
Tom Tate. Tommy. Hey. I want to welcome Tom. We haven't seen you for a couple of weeks
in
here.
Good morning, everyone.
Yes.
Now, would you ever say good morning to Bridge how you just said good morning to me?
Oh, what happened?
Oh, Spidey, I just said g'day, mate. I can't remember.
You said g'day, mate. Have you put on weight?
Oh, yeah.
I double dare you.
I triple dare you.
You look fantastic.
Thank you.
And more of you to love. I love it. The hair.
Oh, it's hard when you actually want to really roast the mayor. No, I'm on the wedge shred. I did have a blowout at Easter, but I'm back on the wedge shred. I'm getting married in September.
Yeah, I see.
So,
Have you got your invite yet, Tom?
No, I'm looking forward to it.
Hey,
actually,
Tom.
I do need your invite because I need to make sure I can get married council approval-wise, actually.
Hey, Tom, a big day for the city council today and for yourself. You've got junior mayor starting, which is a fantastic initiative.
Yes, we're swearing in the new junior mayor and third time in 26 years we've got two ladies, Kaya and Angie.
Aww.
And it's about youth issues in our city that they'll be working on.
Do you know, we've got such a great little generation of kids that are really proactive and making a difference, hey?
Oh, yeah. When you listen to some of the speech they've made to get selected, and you think to yourself, gee, we're in safe hands for the future.
Oh. Well, look, speaking of safe hands, do you think they would vote on bars on beaches? This is the big thing at the moment, of course, with the Bleach Festival, which is such a good thing for the Gold Coast. The Burley Beach Bar was a huge success, and now Councillor Pauline and a lot of other people are saying, let's get state legislation, liquor licensing, event bars on the beaches. Let's make it happen. What do you think?
Well, my attitude is that, you know, we basically do it and ask for permission later.
See what you're doing.
What happens there?
I can do that with my carport.
There's a loophole.
That's it. What you do is that when you got events, that we got back-to-back events.
Yes.
And you make sure this theme is part of that event. Like, for instance, GC600.
Aha.
That's a GC600 at Burley.
Right.
Okay.
And things like that. And what it does then, it's co-promote. So if you've got an event at Hotter or other area, Mudgerie Bar or wherever it is, you got this event bar and you've themed it that. People are walking past and going, what's Mudgerie Bar doing out here on the beach? And they go in and said, oh, well, it's a show day this week and blah, blah, blah. And everyone goes, well, I better get out there and have a look. So that's the sort of idea.
Great events on the Gold Coast pretty much every weekend, so we can make this happen.
Yes, but we've also got to use the word trial, you know. That keeps
I was in Adelaide over Christmas, Tom, and they had a beach bar set up for the first time, and it was like it exceeded expectations. And I thought that's a pretty low base for Adelaide, but it was it was a really good beach bar set up, and I thought the Gold Coast needs one of these. So I was really excited to go and see it the other day down at Burley.
Yeah, and you know, I had a couple of drinks there, and when you talk to people, they said, Tom, why can't we keep it going permanently?
Yeah.
So while we're doing it as an event bar, then we get all the legislation involved and state government approval and our approval, and let's test it out and see if it... Meanwhile, I think I can't see most people... I reckon up to 90% would say it's a good idea, whether they drink or not. It's nice to just sit back, relax and have a mocktail.
Yeah, we're talking about approvals. There's one in Mullandina at the moment. A swingers kind of establishment had a few drinks in there. How did that get over the line and what's the setup around that?
Yeah, regarding the legislation, it's normally if you've got a noisy noise complaint.
Okay.
That's when officers will look into it as a party house. And as far as the swing are concerned, if they swing quietly,
that's a thing.
That unbridging rule.
But how does this one swingers club...
WD-40 on a couple of joints and we're right to go.
Wow. How did... No.
Well, that's...
And I know he's sick.
We'll stay around, Tom, because we have got... We want to talk election next, of course. The big debate last night against the PM and the maybe the PM, but we want to get what is installed for the Gold Coast. Yeah. And you wrote a letter to ScoMo. We want to find out a little bit more about that as well.
Okay.
All right. Tom Tate's joining us. Tom Tate Tuesday.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
For the Gold Coast. We've got the Mayor, Tom Tate, with us.
Yeah, well, he's written a letter to ScoMo and also Billy Shorten about wanting $45 extra million for the light rail. But I don't know. I have an idea, I reckon, how he should have written it.
Yeah, me too. I don't think I really like the approach he's gone. I mean, that's stressful. You've got to ask for $45 million.
Yeah.
You've got to handle the letter pretty well.
It's got to stand out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, your thoughts on how the letter should be written next.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
He can't help himself. Bad habits. He's running wild, lost control. And it's so GC that Tom, like me, has got so many bad habits. He's so bad, he's good.
Tom Tate.
Apparently that's your favourite song. So...
It is. Good on you, Billy.
Hey, Tom Tate the Mayor. Still with us now, Tom. I don't know if you put your eye over the big debate last night for the
federal election
coming up. But what does it mean for the Gold Coast? What do we want out of this? You've written to ScoMo. What do you want?
Well, the main part is our transport infrastructure.
Yes.
You know, and the amount of money both of them pledge is $112 million, which is way below par. And we want it back up to as per stage two. So we want another $45 million, and it's a fair go then.
Well, what did you write in your letter to ScoMo? What was in it to try and get him over the line?
Basically, it's the same letter to both ScoMo and Bill, and basically letting them know that sixth largest city in Australia and a powerhouse economically of Queensland, we want our fair share of our GST and a fair go of $45 extra million to add on to what they've pledged. And I said whether or not... post the election, we want an announcement soon after that so we can get going with it.
Did you make it really formal and official?
Yeah, when you're begging, you got to go formal and real humble. And please, sir, may I have some more?
Has it ever worked before doing it that way?
No, just basically you embarrass them and then you smash them over the head.
All right.
Okay. Well, we actually thought we'd write our own ways and, I thought, well, you could write something like this. Dear ScoMo, I'm the older brother. You know, you're 50, I'm 60. And to get the $45 million we need for the Gold Coast Light Rail, either you sign the cheque or I come down to Canberra and Chinese burn you until you do it.
Okay.
And if I don't Chinese burn you, I'll go old school and sit on top of you and play the typewriter like I did to my own brother.
Smell the cheese.
But if none of that works, I've got one last offer for that $45 million. And I say double or nothing in a boat race. You pick the six best of yours in Canberra and I'll get the six best of mine here. And we're not talking cockless quad, a kayak or a dragon boat. It's the drinking boat race game. Each member in order sculls a pot of beer, puts the empty glass on their head and the next one goes. The first one finish wins the $45
million. Yeah.
Do you think that would work?
I think we'd win.
Yeah, see?
See? Whether we get the 45, I don't know, Spider.
I'm a part of the six, though.
Me too.
All right, well, I've got another letter here for you. I want a different approach. You still went a bit too hard. I'm gonna make Tom read this out. I've got a copy for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I think you need to be a bit of softer approach.
All right.
Crawl job.
Each to their own.
Here we go.
Dearest Prime Minister Scott Morrison, ScoMo, Scotty,
too hotty.
Too hotty. I think you better read the rest. I can't go on.
Yeah, go on. That one's good. The next line's good. Yeah, you can do it, Tom.
You're looking as smooth as peanut butter, my friend. Are you working out? Your skin is glowing with health and vitality. You must be originally from the Gold Coast. No, I added that one in. You are the bestest prime minister in the history of prime ministers.
Yeah.
Please show me your big beating heart and deep pockets and dig deep for the GC. After all, we've had a population explosion with married at first sight contestants, and we need more infrastructure for infrastructure.
Insta-structure, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. That too. So dig deep, or we can just settle the score with a sculling competition.
Yeah.
And I'll win.
There we go.
All right. No,
it's really steamy here.
I reckon we should get double that. We should get 90 for that one.
Yeah, we can get all the way down to the airport. Yeah.
Hey, thanks so much for coming in, Tom Tate.
Oh, good.
Mayor Tom Tate joins us.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Okay, it's been revealed. The 50 sexiest accents for 2019. That's right, they get judged every year. This is a travel mag has come out with this. I'm going to go backwards here at number 10. Brazilian, Portuguese, beautiful. Lots of beautiful rolls off the tongue, gorgeous accent. US Southern accent is number 9. Spanish at number 8. This is interesting. French at number 7.
Oh, please.
The language of love.
I know, they make everything sexy. Mm. Even they could say colonoscopy and it sounds sexy. Scottish at number 6.
Really?
Mm. Australian at number 5. We made the top 10.
Yeah.
How?
It's truth.
There you go.
I don't get it. Italian at number 4, Irish at number 3, South African at number 2. I love the Safi accent. The number one spot for the sexiest accent for 2019, and I kid you not, or should I say I lamb you not,
what?
New Zealand. Don't roll your eyes, Peter.
It's not.
New Zealand has taken out the top spot of the sexiest accent. That's interesting because there's a lot of different Kiwi accents. You've got the more Maori ones, and then you've got all different types.
I
and
sound
depends
like
where.
Whining, I'm whingy.
That's just because your wife is a Kiwi, and she has a fair. She's allowed to whinge because you annoy her.
That couldn't be the number one.
It is number one. The Kiwi accent is the sexiest accent in the world, according to this travel magazine. What do you guys think? What does the Gold FM family think?
I think we need to put it out there and we need to judge for ourselves.
Yes, we do.
Give us a call.
13 27 10. What are you
going to ask for? I want to hear people with Kiwi accents, yep. And we'll decide if they're sexy or not.
Yeah, speak sexy to us, Kiwis.
There you go.
No.
Aussie's only from 5.
How does Cherise, you know, whisper sweet nothings in your ear?
I can honestly say there's no sweet nothings there anywhere.
Pick up your dirty washing.
Just a lot of nothings.
A lot of nothings.
Okay, if you're a Kiwi,
yes,
please call 13 27 10 and we just want you to talk to us and we'll tell you if your voice
is... Yeah, we'll judge it.
Yeah, we'll be nice about it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
This is really exciting. Kiwis have topped the list as the sexiest accent. South Africa number 2, Irish at 3, Italian at 4, and Aussies rounding it off at number 5.
Are you surprised with that?
I love the Kiwi accent, but I think it's funny more than...
Sexy.
Sexy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We've got some Kiwis that have called through. Why don't we...
Yes,
yeah,
that's
let's judge them.
Yes, exactly right. Who have we got here?
Julie. Hello, Julie.
Good morning.
Oh.
Now, Julie, do you want to talk to us? And we want to see if, you know, the Kiwi... have a sexy accent.
Yeah. What are you doing today, Julie?
Well, I think they've got it absolutely wrong. They absolutely slaughter vowels. You guys stretch the hell out of them, and the French and the Italian are much sexier.
Yeah, so you're not even sticking up for
them. So you don't even write yourself?
No, I think our accent's terrible.
Really? Oh, you can't even stick up for
okay.
them.
I wonder where they would have done this poll then.
I don't know.
Our accent's not good. Neither
is yours,
though.
I know. No, I'll put my hand up. I don't think we're sexy.
So right.
No.
So pretty much cool. Right at the moment, this radio station sounds crap.
Yeah, it does. Mm. Well, not sexy either way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, poor
Nancy.
Hey, Nancy. Right, we got you there, Nancy.
Hi. Hi, you have.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm terribly upset about Julie. I think she's, you know, he's sort of not telling it as it is. It's obviously the best accent.
Listen to you, Nance.
Mm. What do you do for a job? Do you work on the phones professionally?
Oh,
I wish. No, when I used to work and answer phones, I was actually told that I had a pretty nice accent.
You do. Yeah. Nance, I know this is going to sound really wrong, but can you say something a bit sexy to Peter?
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Oh, hi, Peter. No, there you go. Then the Aussie one comes
up. Yeah. Well, good on you for sticking up for Kiwis. Yeah. And well done. Thank you, Nancy. We've got Kiwi Cross here, apparently. Hello? No, I don't know what's happening there. I'm not sure. Oh, we've got the phones. Oh, there we are. Hello, Kiwi Cross.
G'day, Bruce. How you going?
Yeah, yes, good. Hey, you got a Kiwi accent. Can you say something sexy to us, Chris?
Well, first of all, I know where the judge come from. He come from my hometown in Aroo-Aroo-Aroo. And that's why we're the sexiest. We are the sexiest on the land. I tell you what, I say, come on, beautiful day, we'll take the chili bin, we'll go down to Coromandel and watch the sunrise, bro, in the hot springs, eh? You wait, she can't wait, she loves it, bro.
Wow. Yeah. Sexy, yeah.
Sexy. What part of New Zealand are you from?
Yes.
I'm from the West Island, bro.
The West
Island.
Yeah, the West Island, bro. I'm from the Kumaroa, bro. Upper Kumaroa.
Hang on.
It's so good in New Zealand. Got the big snappers everywhere. They've got the pawa and the kina. It's so good over there. But I like it over here too because half my family moved, eh?
Come on.
Who is this? Lee,
Chris. Who is it?
Ah, it's Peter. Peter from Mermaid. How are you?
Is it Pete?
It's not. Yeah. Everyone knows your voice.
I think this is a really sexy accent. I can't believe Australians didn't come in second.
Oh, I know.
There's nothing like saying, how about we go down the shed and get the whoppo'd?
Get whoppo'd. It's her about to get whoppo'd. There we go.
There he's going. The Aussies should have been right up there, I think. We're one of the sexiest people on earth. My missus has been me for 18 years. That's saying something.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.